It's Saturday and Kojianka is coming your way with a nugget. Good morning. The program is Saturday Nugget. Your host, Kojianka. The focus is and will always be relationships. Today, I'm looking at something I started last week talking about love. And my emphasis today is on love surpasses responsibility. Do you ever feel like you're trying to show love and they don't receive it as love? You're not alone. Something is getting lost in transmission. When the primary love language is not spoken or acted on, we begin getting unsatisfied in a relationship. Most of the time, we tend to confuse responsibility with love. Being responsible in the relationship, i.e. paying the bills, cooking, doing the laundry, does not necessarily mean that your partner is feeling loved. Don't ever make the mistake to think that because I'm a responsible man or woman, they should automatically be in love. John 3:16. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world, he gave. He acted upon it. He did something for us to say that it is worth pursuing Jesus." Today, I'll be looking at Dr. Gary Chapman's five love language to illustrate this primary love that we tend to yearn for. In order of preference, it's words of affirmation, physical touch, quality time, gifts, and acts of service. Words of affirmation. Your love language is words of affirmation when you feel most cared for, when your partner is open and expressive in telling you how wonderful they think you are and how much they appreciate you. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs 12:25, it says, "An anxious word weighs a man down, but a kind word cheers it up." You remember the other day when you wore that beautiful dress and he tapped you on the shoulder and said, "Wow, you look smashing in that dress." And you were like, "Oh, I'm feeling love." Your love language is words of affirmation. Acts of service. If your partner offers to take care of the children so he can spend some time with the guys out, and you're out there and you're thinking, "Oh, she's there for me. I'm having fun." Your love language is acts of service. The next one we are looking at is the love language of physical touch. A hug, a kiss, intimacy makes you feel loved. It is said that the nerve carries impulses to the brain and the brain interprets it as it being warm or cold. It's not only about sex. You remember when you were lying in bed and you were scratching his back and he felt warm? Yes, physical touch is their love language. Quality time. It's about togetherness, not necessarily proximity. Being fully present and engaged in the activity. For example, when you were having a good time with your little one and you were playing with the toys, the focus was not on the toy. The focus was to make the child happy. So you sitting and watching television together, the attention should not be on the television. It should be making each other feel that togetherness. And you felt loved. That is your love language. The last but not the least is gifts. The least you buy for them, they feel loved. You have bought everything, they feel loved. That to such a person, it's not about the quantity, it's about the gesture that makes them feel loved. In bringing the curtain down today, one will be asking, now you've told us about the five love languages. How do I know that this is the love language that my partner speaks? You can pick it up. For example, what they like doing for you. If they like cooking for you, if they like washing your clothes, if they like washing even your car, doing service for you, for all you know, they want it back from you. Another way of picking their love language is what they complain about most of the time. You don't tell me I look beautiful. When I did my hair, you didn't even comment on it. For all you know, they are crying for words of affirmation. She's saying, you never buy anything for me. You never buy stuff for me. For all you know, they are crying that their love language is gifts. As I leave you today, remember that if you are doing all the acts of service, but they are still complaining that they never feel loved, it means that their love language is not acts of service. It might be physical touch. Take time and know what makes them feel loved. Till I come your way next week, this has been your host, Kojo Yanka, on Saturday Nugget. Stay blessed.